And in Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. I'm joined in the studio today by Borough Assembly members Bob Lynn and Cindy Ilagadakis. Thank you both for coming in today. And we're going to talk about tonight's Borough Assembly agenda for the meeting. It's at 7 o'clock tonight. You're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808. We'll put you on the air. You can ask what you want to ask. We'll try to address it. And while we're waiting for calls, we're going to jump in and talk about what's on the agenda for tonight. It's a pretty good one. Lots to discuss, including electrical rate increases, the third and final reading of ordinance to bump up how much it costs to buy power from the grid in Petersburg. 4% over 2 years. This is kind of spread around a little bit differently depending on how much you buy for the first year increase. If you heat your home with electricity, it's going to hit you on your monthly bills a little bit more than people who don't buy a lot of power. Bob or Cindy, any thoughts on this increase? Do you like it or not like it, or want to see anything changed in this third and final reading? Cindy?
Well, we haven't changed our power rates for a long time, and our schedule was sort of flipped in a way that encouraged the bigger users to use more power, and I think we've finally gotten to the place where we realize that doesn't quite make sense anymore. And I'm pleased to see that the paper printed the comparison of the monthly residential service charges to so that folks could see that the impact overall is not going to be a huge one.
And Bob?
Yep. And I think you can, if you see the paper, I think with what your bill is now, you can compare what it is now versus what it will be with the table that's in there. And I don't think we put it on there for 2% for a couple different years so that it didn't have an impact all at one time. And I think over time that's going to help. The other thing is we need to maintain a reserve for the electrical system so that if you have to replace some kind of transformers or what have you, you really we have the money to be able to do it immediately rather than to have to go out to bond and do other things.
Okay. So support passage of this, both of you, it sounds
yes,
like?
Definitely.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
All right. And this is the third and final reading. If this is approved tonight, it takes effect almost immediately. So I think people might see a change in their bills as soon as September if that were to go through tonight. Also on tonight's assembly meeting agenda, we'll hear about a court challenge update for the borough boundaries. We have something in your packet here, and it's a ruling on, if I'm understanding it right, Juneau requested a stay on the Superior Court judge's decision on the borough boundary. This is being appealed to the state Supreme Court, and they asked for a stay to basically block the decision from going forward. Am I explaining that right, Cindy or Bob? Or
as I was reading, and I may not be correct, but as I was reading what the judge wrote, it sounded like they had to get Juneau had to get that ruling or an action from the court in order to be able to take it to the next level. So I think that's where they're at. But it didn't look like the judge at the district level thought that the case had merit, which I was pleased to see.
It's still being appealed to the Supreme Court, so yeah. Could be considered at that level, right?
That's right. They CBJ can now still take it to the Supreme Court, although there is no stay involved. The system moves forward so that Petersburg has the lands that were in question. They can go forward with whatever we need to do at the same time.
That vote is, or that decision is still pending, okay, from the Supreme Court. You'll also look at refinancing school bonds, and this looks like you have a chance to save some money on interest payments. That looks like kind of a no-brainer there, huh? Both are nodding your heads?
Yeah, no,
yes, we're both nodding our heads. There's somewhere, whether the figures are exactly right, but we're guessing over $300,000 in savings if you refinance the bonds at this point in time. And it could be significantly higher depending on what the bond rate is on the market at the time in which these go out. But it's one of those things I don't think there's going to be any question, at least from my perspective, that I'm in favor of refinancing to save the money.
And these are improvements passed in 2005 for bonding. There were various things around the school, a little bit of maintenance work and that kind of thing.
Right. And right. I'd also, it's primarily for the service area one, which would be Petersburg. And it would save the money within Service Area 1 significantly.
Those are the people who are repaying these bonds with some property tax. So, okay, so it sounds
like... I don't think anybody will object to that one.
Probably not. Sounds like two yes votes here on that one, but saving money. People like that. Also, you'll look, I think a final look at the 7 ballot measures that are going to go before voters this October. And I don't think there are any others that we've heard about. This is the final slate of ballot measures.
This should be it.
Yes, that's it.
Okay. So those are 6 tax issues that people will decide, including a couple on the senior tax exemption.
That's correct.
And a tobacco tax that people will decide on. There's also the first one that the Assembly sent to the ballot was the financial disclosure exemption, whether people want to opt out of that as a community for people who are elected. Speaking of which, the election is coming up October 7th, and the deadline's not far away for people who want to run for office. I think both of you are, your seats are, your terms are coming up. Are you both going to run for office for Borough Assembly?
Yes, yeah. I think both of us will.
Okay, yeah. And have you been circulating your petitions and all?
That's where I think we've both been busy doing that. And if folks decide that they do want to run, those petitions and the candidacy forms can be found on the Borough website, and I would encourage anybody to do that. There's a number of positions that are open right now on various commissions and also on the Assembly.
Yeah. I'd like to go back and add, too, that both for the Assembly positions and for the planning and zoning, you have to right now fill out what the APOC, which is the forms showing financial disclosure. When you first look at those, they look kind of daunting, but they're really, after you look at them in a little more detail, they're really not that bad. And I'm sure that anybody, Kathy or anybody else, would help fill those out. And we put that back on the on the agenda or on the ballot, saying that I think from our perspective is the question is whether or not that really makes a difference as far as the finances, people's finances, and whether or not there's a conflict of interest. And after having done it at the national level and doing it here, I don't think these forms really do what I think is really needed. So I voted to put it onto the ballot measure and to say to do away with it. But anybody, please don't let that stand in your way if you want to apply for a position.
It's not as onerous as it seems, and I, judging from what people have said to us, I think that that's something that will get passed to do away with that requirement.
Why are you guys running for office? Are you looking to get more stuff accomplished, or are things you're looking forward to doing if you're reelected or elected? I should say you're both appointed people. So,
well, I tell people I'm allergic to volunteering. It makes me raise my hand.
Okay. And Bob, how about you?
Yeah. Well, it gets me to come to town once every 2 weeks. So, yes.
No, but there, I'm concerned about the future of Petersburg's economy. There's a lot of things that are sort of hanging in the balance right now. We as a community are really fortunate. We have a lot of amenities. Bob and I were talking in the hallway about how involved people are in this community compared to some other communities and how fortunate we are, but it takes somebody stepping up to make those things happen, and I take that personally.
I share the same thing, is that there's a lot of involvement, and I think that's really great for a community the size we have, a small community.
And you have really the chance to shape the direction of this community as well, from where you are as Borough Assembly members, and it's kind of the infancy of the borough, so you're making a lot of important decisions about which way we go. And
that's true, and that's why those planning commission positions are going to be really important. And I would really encourage anybody who had an inkling about serving on that to step up to the plate, because that's going to be a very, very, very important one.
And I think the deadline is next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, 5 p.m. with the borough clerk's office, I think. So get your paperwork in if you are interested in running. A couple other things on the agenda for tonight's Borough Assembly meeting. A letter from the mayor in support of the Swan Lake Dam expansion. I think the Borough Assembly already has voted on this and supported. This would basically add electrical capacity on the system that powers Petersburg right now. So is that another no-brainer or any concerns with that one? Or
Essentially what it does is it raises the height of the dam, and for very minimal cost, you can significantly increase the number of kilowatts putting out. And from my perspective, it's an easy yes vote.
And looking at the borough manager's report, it looks like the transfer of SEPA, the Itai hydroelectric plant, officially was to happen Saturday. So yeah. I think it's maybe already changed hands. I'm not sure if either, I think both of you have been around for some of the discussion with the Thomas Bay Power Commission and what the future of that organization is. Do you have thoughts on where that organization should go or what it should look like in the future or whether it should keep meeting and talking about electricity and other sources of electricity in the future or a different role? Or
for Thomas Bay?
Yeah, for Thomas Bay Power.
And I think that it's time to let that go into hiatus. I don't know if we want it to go away completely, but I would like to see how SEPA takes it from here, and I think the whole idea of moving towards SEPA management of Thomas Bay, of Tai'i, was to simplify things and not have duplication of operations and a little bit more direct control. So I'm enthusiastic. You know, I was on the assembly when we originally declined to fund the excess operational, the non-net billable expense that sort of drove this whole discussion. So I feel like we've come full circle, and I'm eager to see how we go from here.
Yeah, both of us were involved with the votes on that, and I think that the skills that the folks at Thomas Bay Authority have, we still need. And I think that I'm same place Cindy is. I think it will be absorbed, or we're hoping it is anyhow, by SEPA, and that it'll become essentially one entity and work as one entity.
All right. Couple other votes tonight you'll have. They're on projects. One is a sewer project that could happen in conjunction with the Haugen Drive paving. The borough wants to put in some manholes and sewer lines there. Also, there's a vote on adding a water meter for the harbor's drive-down dock, which is going in right now down the waterfront. The piles are being pounded, and looks like it's really taking shape. Any thoughts on either of those projects and spending some money on those two things, either the sewer or the harbor work, Bob or Cindy?
I knew that they both needed to be done, and so I'm in favor of both of those projects. I'm excited to see the progress that's happening with the drive-down facility. It's coming along quickly, and I think that will serve the community well.
Yeah. On the change order for the drive down, there was some contingency funds set aside, so I think that that can be used really well to help fund that change order. And it's not a big change order, comparatively speaking. It's I think it's $40,000 or thereabouts.
And then for that Haugen Drive work, it's looking more and more like both that project and the South Nordic Drive project could be happening next year and going on at the same time. Things are going to be a little interesting around here for driving on two of the most important streets, in Petersburg. Yeah. So,
but people even at the meeting with DOT the other night, it came through loud and clear that people are really frustrated with the condition of the road and really want to see that done. And we lived through all of the construction that happened last year downtown, and we have a beautiful main street that serves the public well and is easy to get around. So I know we can weather this.
We can last. My shocks on my car, hopefully. Yeah.
I do think that potentially there's a dangerous situation where people are trying to drive around those holes. I know I do it myself, so... We need to get past that.
The other part of that, from the state's perspective, you know, combining those two will save some money. And the fact that I think the sooner we can get that work done, the better we are in terms of both state funding, looking at it in the future and what's going to be available. So the sooner we can get that done, I think the better.
I think it minimizes the impact if we undertake the projects all at one time instead of continually having something happening where we're blocking off a street and blocking off another street.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right. Just pouring through the agenda here, I think we've covered the big things. Anything I'm missing here that you want to highlight?
The only other thing was the purchase of the vehicle for Mountain View Manor, and somebody had expressed some concern to me about that the other day. The price tag is really cheap, and it will preclude having to buy a replacement vehicle in the future. So I think in terms of an expense, that's one that will save us quite a bit of money in the long term and will... It just makes sense to go ahead and do that now. I think it was like $2,000 to buy a used van to transport folks.
I look at it, I agree with Cindy, but for a different reason. It's a used vehicle that's in the area, then it's very easy to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And with the contingency money that we have for vehicles, I think that it's easy to do.
Right.
And this is a surplus from Wrangell Airport, I guess.
Yes, that's correct.
2,200 miles and a price tag $3,200.
Yeah, it's not very much.
It's pretty good. Yeah. All right. Well, anything else major we missed from tonight? Just to
tell people to get out and vote.
Yes.
Primary election is tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and it's at the community pool for all people in the area. So.
And thanks once again to the folks who've stepped up to the plate to serve as elections officials.
All yes, right. Well, yeah, we agree. We all agree with that.
Great. Well, thank you both for coming in, and we'll hear more from you tonight at 7 o'clock in Borough Assembly Chambers. Coming up next, we have Street Pete Music with Shelley Pope.